You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here for my chat with Thomas Harding, who is covering these very interesting Colorado Rockies. And I say that, Thomas, because, I don't know, I was laughing. I haven't talked to you about Troy Tulowitzki to the Mets in a good 2 months, maybe three. And, boom, it's right back in the papers. So I think the most important part about this whole thing is basically that Tulowitzki is supposedly meeting with his agent this week, possibly to devise a plan to ask for a trade. Of course, Tulowitzki is saying that he has no idea what anyone's talking about and that he talks to his agent all the time. So what do you make of all of this?
Well, I think the Rockies, first of all, today are mired in a 10-game losing streak, and it's a tough West Coast road trip against the Angels and the Dodgers. And it's very hard, if you're him, to see the way out of this because the struggles with pitching and, frankly, the offense hasn't performed. It just seems that all of the dreams of everything coming together with a good lineup and possibly the pitching staff developing, it looks so far away right now. And the questions are going to start, and they've already started, obviously. So if you look at it, when the agent is discussing this with the New York media, Joel Sherman of the New York Post had an excellent story with quotes from Troy Tulowitzki's agent, Paul Cohen, then you can see that there is a look at least toward the exit, even if he hasn't said, yes, I've asked the Rockies for a trade, and as far as we know, hasn't gone to them and said, trade me now. You can see where this thing could be heading and probably is heading.
And that's understandable, but it's unfortunate because it's going to be very complicated. It's not like Tulowitzki is a low-salary guy who's early in his career. He's got a lot of money coming to him. And so it's a matter of, you know, these things are so hard because it's a matter of finding a match, another team to be a trade partner, somebody who wants to take on that salary, who has the players that the Rockies would want to make a trade. And it's just, you know, the Mets obviously make the most sense because the Mets need him and they have pitching depth that they might be able to, you know, work something out with the Rockies. But this is not something that can happen. It's easier to do this stuff in the offseason. It could potentially be a big distraction while the team's trying to play baseball.
Well, you know, I do think these are easier to do in the off season. However, a lot of times in off season, there's so much time that you can really talk yourself out of these things, and that's why sometimes it doesn't happen in the off season. I mean, if you look at it, the Rockies changed general managers, and you know the new general manager and Tulowitzki. And Tulowitzki's commented on this. The general manager kept him abreast of all that was going on, not only with trade rumors, but what the plans were for the team. And at that point, you know, Tulowitzki did not ask for a trade at that point. You know, he was like, hey, this could work out. But now with the season, with you in the season and with the Mets looking like a contender in need of a shortstop, then maybe that could happen. I mean, I think there are other teams that could swoop into here. There are always those surprise teams. You know, I know that last year there were discussions with the Mets or at least – were plans on the part of both teams, the Mets and the Rockies, to see what would happen if the magic phone call came. It never did come. But also, the Cardinals were in on it, where the Rockies and Cardinals studied one another. I'm sure there are other teams. I think there could be a surprise team or two to sneak into this thing. So if he does ask for a trade, or if the Rockies are entertaining a trade, or if they just come to the conclusion that if you have pitching, then we have a shortstop, then a lot of things can happen.
Yeah, and they need pitching. Jeff Breidich has had some interesting comments lately, and you know, he says that this is a good group of players that's way underperforming. I'm paraphrasing here. So I don't know. I get a little bit chapped maybe when I hear general managers talk about things like that because the fact that there's no pitching depth is only one person's fault. And that would be Jeff Breidich. And I understand where they are in their organization and where they're headed, what they're trying to build, but the same thing, like they've left themselves completely vulnerable to really be in danger of having no discernible way to get through nine innings every day, six times a week. So, but he also said hitters aren't driving in runs, and it's very nearly a complete team failure and an issue at this point. The word failure just kind of like screams at me. But so that's basically, you know, an indictment on the lineup. Interestingly enough, the team batting average is 274, but they're the fourth lowest in runs scored, which basically means the middle of the order is not doing its job. Is that safe to say?
They have people on base all the time throughout the order, and the job isn't getting done. Tulowitzki, as well as he's hit, he's not hit for power. Carlos Gonzalez is in one of the worst slumps I've ever seen him in. And frankly, it's not an injury or anything else. It's just that he's kind of just lost his timing, and it's taking this time to get it back. He's got a stroke that takes a lot. There are a lot of moving parts in it. But you look throughout the lineup, they've tried a number of hit and runs, and for the most part, they've been miserable failures and losing guys on the bases. So offensively, there's a lot going wrong, and it's hard to explain, to be honest with you, because the talent is there to do more offensively. So, and I agree with Breidich that the offense is every bit the problem that the pitching is. Now, but when we came in this year, getting back to your point, we were saying that there wasn't a whole lot of depth or experience in the starting pitching. They don't have the front-end guy because they don't really sign that type of guy. So this was possible all along. It's not exactly a shock that they're not pitching very well. If you look at some of the things that Brighty said, the hit batters and the walks, there's no reason why you're walking that many people and hitting batters. And I think what they thought was, if these guys just stayed in the strike zone and got ground balls, the defense would take care of them. So they're not staying in the strike zone. But there's always that question. If you're not pitching well and you knew going in that you weren't pitching well, shouldn't you get better pitchers? And I think this is where it's all leading to a possible trade here.
Yeah, and another part of just being the Colorado Rockies, I mean, the realities of being this organization is that they are going to have to develop their own pitchers because, as we've talked about before, understandably, it's hard to get pitchers to come and pitch for the Rockies. It has to be a little bit alarming that Tyler Matzek has already been sent down. I know we talked about him a lot. He's a young up-and-comer, so that had to probably been a little jarring for them to have to make that decision.
Yeah, it was a little bit jarring, but if you go back to before they popped a little bit in the late 2000s, they had guys like Aaron Cook and Ubaldo Jimenez and Jeff Francis coming through. I think Jeff Francis was able to come up and stay up. The other guys, they had those ups and downs at the start of their career because not only are you adjusting to pitching in the major leagues, but you're also pitching at altitude against the best hitters. It's like you're pitching at altitude in the PCL. So that entrance into the major leagues is a little bit more difficult, and the more difficulty you have, the better the chance of injury. Right now, the Rockies, there is some depth in the organization, but not quite enough. What you need to have are a bunch of pitchers that are almost major league ready, where if one fails, you can grab a guy that you know is major league ready. They're not quite there yet, and I think that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing out of them right now, that they're having to suffer a little bit more with guys simply because they don't really have the guys to replace them.
I guess kind of with this offensive situation that's going on, if you're saying like a lot of hit and runs that aren't working, a lot of just, you know, bad things happening on the base paths, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where baseball is about the law of averages and things do even out, and what's not working for them now might be working for them for a longer stretch of time later on in the season, because the lineup seems to be too good to have this be happening the entire year.
Yeah, I would agree with that, although it seems that teams want to, I'm not going to say press the panic button, but they want to make a move quicker. From my talk with Breidich the other day, he did say about Gonzalez and Tulowitzki, it's early May, and we'll deal with those things when we get there. There's still the belief that this thing is going to turn around with this team. I think that one of the problems, and they're going to have to settle this within, is this. They haven't won in so long that it's hard to have confidence when you don't have results. But that's what baseball is all about. You know, you slump, then you have to believe you're going to get out of it. Even when you're in the midst of that slump, you have to have confidence without results. Right now, the Rockies fans don't have a lot of confidence because they've seen a lot of bad records over the years. And you have to ask, and the players have to ask themselves, are we good enough to get out of this? I mean, yeah, they could look at the back of the baseball cards and the batting averages and everything else and say, I'm a good player. Are we good enough as a team to get out of this? If they are going to get out of this, it would make sense to do it with Tulowitzki, because when you trade for guys, you don't know what you're going to get. But let's face it, you know, he's a guy who's 30 years old and probably looking at his career saying, do I have a chance to win? Or should I push it now to where I know I have a chance to win?
Yeah, and I mean, really, if he makes the move and they publicly ask for a trade, it's kind of game on. I mean, at that point, you almost have to. I mean, you don't have to, but that blows up instantly. There's no way to temper that whatsoever. When your star player asks for a trade, it's like that's it.
Well, what's weird though is he doesn't have a no trade clause. Usually, when you have a no trade clause, it's almost like you have a trade clause where you can engineer where you end up going.
Right.
He doesn't have any of that written into his contract. The problem when the star player asks for a trade is the other teams that are dealing with them are like, hey, this guy doesn't want to be there. We'll send you this instead of what you asked for. The Rockies tend in their trades to not make the move until they get what they really want. So what's going to happen, I know a lot of people are pointing to the Mets as the possible team. I would think there are going to have to be more teams that are kind of competing in this trade, in the trade sweepstakes, to where the Rockies can feel good about what they get when they do make this move with Tulowitzki.
Well, it is interesting, and it is got some soap opera drama, so we will keep our eyes peeled. Thomas, thank you so much, and we will check back in with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.